Public education funds will be slashed by $800 million under the new budget. Paired with a reduction in how much schools can collect from property taxes per student, the loss in revenue for districts is estimated at $1.6 billion. Stacy Tapp, spokeswoman for the Racine Unified School District, says they've been getting legal guidance and will present their findings to the school board tonight.
We've been very clear that the current budget takes $24 million in cuts to the district, and this new addition of the vouchers will severely impact the district even further.
Among those watching is Bob Peterson, editor of Rethinking Schools, a nonprofit journal promoting progressive education. He says if Racine schools take legal action, other districts may consider doing the same.
I imagine if the case does go to court, there'd be at least Friends of the Court briefs filed in support of Racine. Certainly several districts are in the same case as Racine, and in fact, I would figure that Milwaukee has even more basis for feeling that there's some unfairness in terms of how the funding cuts have come down.
And Tom Beebe of the Wisconsin Alliance for Excellent Schools says there's a good chance Racine could make a strong case against the budget cuts if it can prove the state hasn't provided children with a proper education.
And I think that's hard for administrators and board members to do because they see that as saying that they've failed. And what they're really saying, and I think what they have to gin up the courage to say is, no, it's not we that are failing, it's the state that's failing, and that's why we're bringing this lawsuit.
Racine Unified has long struggled with funding issues given its lower property values and its reliance on state aid. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.